And thanks for joining me this evening. I'm Aaron Hay. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5 FM. Joining me here in the studio is University of Missouri School of Music Professor of Trombone, Tim Howe. Thanks so much for coming out, man.
Thanks for having me, Aaron.
Absolutely. So you have a ensemble that you perform with and record with from time to time, and you have a new album out.
We do. The group is called Dry Bones, and it's a trombone trio, which is a little bit unusual, but it's two colleagues that I played with from different parts of the country in different orchestras all the time. Mike Davidson from KU, please don't.
I don't hate.
No haters out there.
I grew up in Kansas City, so okay. it's divided territory.
So Mike Davidson from KU and my friend Mark Thompson, who teaches at a school in Louisiana. And we played in orchestras in Shreveport and Des Moines and different places over the years. And we, two or three years ago, we decided to kind of put together this trombone trio because we just liked playing with each other. Mm-hmm. And we recorded one CD a few years ago, and this is the second one that we've done. And I'm really excited about this one because we have six new pieces for trombone trio on this. The literature for trombone trio is a little small. Mm-hmm. And so we started to make our own. And three of the composers are Missouri composers. Many people will recognize John Cheatham, who was a professor here at MU for many, many years. And my colleague here at MU, Paul Seitz, wrote a piece for us. And then a man named James Moberly, who was a composition professor at the University of Missouri, Kansas City for mm-hmm. years, and is an emeritus there. And then there's three other pieces that were written for us as well, and then some classic things. It's everything from Samuel Scheidt from the 16th and 17th century through, you know, all these new pieces, and there's, you know, French music and Russian music, and so there's lots of variety on it. And there's a piece, the Moberly piece is with electronics, so trombone trio and electronics.
Okay, very
which
cool.
Which is kind of fun. And then the Tom Davis, I don't know if many people maybe have heard my CD, that solo CD that I did had some Tom Davis things on it. And the last trio CD had some Tom Davis things on it. He's a good friend of mine. And
yeah, he was here.
He was last here last year when we debuted some of this stuff. And Tom wrote this really cool piece. I think we've even talked about it before. Basically, he got his first granddaughter, and so he wrote this piece, sort of, which features three big lullabies, mm-hmm. you know, for trombone trio, and then there's also some pieces that are sort of mimic children's toys.
Fun.
You know, Jumperoo. If you've ever had a kid, did you have a Jumperoo? You know, so, and they're just really fun pieces. Paul's piece is great. And then John Cheatham's piece is sort of a technical tour de force. So I think it came off really great, and I think we did a great job playing on it, if I don't say so myself.
Okay.
So.
Fantastic. We look forward to hearing it.
Yeah.
So where'd you record?
We recorded this at Swarthart Hall at KU.
Okay.
So this was kind of a joint project. There was some funding from KU. There was some funding from Missouri New Music. Some research council funding here from MU. We also got a grant from Emeritus Records Co-op Press, which produced a CD for us. So it was kind of a joint effort, you know. And we did it last summer, recorded it last summer, and it was just released this spring.
Okay. So. Well, that's great. And where can people get it?
The easiest place to go is you can get it on Amazon.
Okay.
If you have Spotify, you can download pieces of it from Spotify. Also, CD Baby. If you go to CD Baby and type in Dry Bones, and it's the German spelling of dry, so D-R-E-I.
I see what you did.
Get it? Yeah. Bones. And you'll probably come up with that. And you might come up with the earlier CD as well.
Okay. So. And what's this one called?
Of Hammered Gold.
There we go.
So that's the title track from Jim Moberly's piece with the electronics.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, do you have any performances planned out for the ensemble or yourself?
Yeah, we're going to do a tour this September. We're going to play at the St. Louis Low Brass Collective concert at the end of September, on September 29th. So if anybody hear this from St. Louis... We'll be in St. Louis in the evening of the 29th. I don't know the location yet. So And then we're going to play at a couple of schools. We'll be at Truman State on the 30th. And then we will be at Southern Illinois Carbondale on the 1st of October.
Very cool.
So some of those folks might be in your listening area. So
absolutely. And, you know, or we might travel.
Yeah. There you go.
Which is also a good idea. Well, Tim, thanks so much for coming by and telling us about the new album. And are you looking forward to this semester?
I am. We're just kind of getting going here. Yeah. We had a retreat yesterday, so that's really the first official start when everybody gets together. So I'll be looking forward to some auditions tomorrow, and everything will get rolling. So,
man,
it's here.
Here we go. Yeah. Well, again, thanks so much for taking some time out and swinging by, and looking forward to checking out the new album, which we're going to do here in just a few moments.
Great. Fabulous. Thanks, Aaron.
Yep, absolutely.